Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show. Segment three coming up right now. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the best-selling shotguns, according to guns.com.
Yeah.
The segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
And you know what? They are. I like them a lot. They're a lot of fun, and they do great work. It's Jeremy from Reliable will help you out every step of your way with your project. His number is 810-429-6957. And remember, you can always link to them from my website, thegss.com. It's Reliable Enterprises. If you've got a deck, a barn, a patio, concrete flat work, ground clearing, they do all kinds of wonderful things to make your home more livable and make your house the way you want it. That's the smart thing to do right now, is what all the realtors are telling me, that it's getting hard to get people to sell their houses unless they truly have to move. They're just fixing up the ones they have. So, if you're in that process and you need somebody good to help you, get a hold of Jeremy at Reliable, 810-429-6957. Or like I said, link to him right from my website, thegss.com, and you'll get him. Now, here it is Saturday, September 20th. We got kind of an off and on cloudy day today. Maybe a little dampness coming in, but they're saying we're going to have rainy weather for the next whole week, basically, and off and on rain and clouds. And I was kind of hoping for a dry weather right up until bow season started, just because I want to keep the skeeters down. But every time it rains, skeeters just grow out of the ground when I'm out in the woods, and you end up covering yourself with DEET, and you're trying to swat skeeters while you're trying to kill deer, and it's miserable. And they'll start to cool off, but it usually takes till about the end of October to get it cold enough to kill the skeeters. You know, yeah. Until then we use. I keep bug spray right in my deer blind so I can spray myself. Oh, yeah. And the deer are used to smelling it there. So I even hit a spray when I leave so that the odor is still there so that they don't know when I'm there, because they smells like fresh DEET.
Crafty.
So I try. You know, I'm it's kind of like sneaking food out of the kitchen at night, you know. I'm pretty good at that. So, but bow season is coming up real quick, and rifle season is right behind that. So, and right now it's the early doe season. So I got a bunch of people hunting today. Matter of fact, I had a guy ask if he could hunt out of my blind today. I said no. But anyways, no, it's not.
Sorry, Jacob.
No, it wasn't Jake. Who do you think you are, my son? No, but what I wanted to also see is these fields are, all the soybean fields are turning brown quickly this year.
Yeah.
And I want to see them get all the way dried out early.
Yeah.
The deer stick out like a sore thumb, and it's easier to get deer in them. And in the soybean fields, I hunt soybean fields a lot, and it's easier on the farmers if the fields are dry. They can get the crops in earlier. It makes for a higher yield, and they smile when you ask if you can hunt on their property. See, and if they're upset because they're broke,
right,
and they're thinking about changing to windmills and solar panels, they're not as nice of guys to deal with.
Yeah, you know? A little bit more ornery.
Yeah, ornery. Good word. So let's just hope and pray for a good fall hunt and good and peace throughout the fall with our government and everything. We want to keep things going as smooth as we can. Been a little tumultuous lately. We don't want to go there, but let's just hope for,
And this is your weather report in the Gunsmith Show.
Well, it's only 11 days till deer season, till bow season, you know, so I'm excited.
That's where it started. So yeah. I'm just going to talk a little bit about the weather.
Well, it's important, and 56 days till rifle season.
56?
56, yeah. Okay. And 96 days till Christmas, you know.
Alrighty then.
I usually go deer hunting Christmas afternoon. I get out in Thanksgiving afternoon, the problem is you get people doing crazy stuff on those days.
Yeah.
Like people blowing up Tannerite in their yards and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I had my blind rocked last year when the Tannerite went off close to my blind. I was like, who is blowing up a freezer on Christmas Day because they want to, you know, make a boom?
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's legal, so they do it. So anyways, be careful out there no matter what you're doing. And remember what we always say, know where your bullet's going. You own that bullet from the moment you pull the trigger, so know where your bullet's going. If it misses the target, where's it going? Hopefully it's not heading towards my blind with me sitting in it. So be careful out there, please. Now, the best-selling shotguns, according to guns.com, this is a stretch. This is one that kind of shocked me. I didn't see a lot of normal-looking shotguns in this. They were almost all
tactical.
Tactical, bullpup, AR-15-looking shotguns. So the trends from guns.com are not necessarily the trends we see from our local gun stores. But This is what's hot. The Tokarev USA TBP. It's a tactical bullpup shotgun. They are pretty cool. We have one. We tried it. It's a kicker and a thumper of a shotgun for sure. It's tiny. It's almost the size of the one John Wick uses and where he shoots through the windshield of that truck.
Is that when he's riding the camel?
No. This is in the first one when he's stopping the Russian from leaving after he had a problem in the church basement, the vault. But anyways, it's a John Wick moment. We got to have one of those in every show. These things are incredibly affordable. They're under $250. Ooh. I know that because we have one. 12-gauge bullpup shotgun. It is a handful, though. But it's cool if you like them. We were shooting some 3-inch Magnum shells through ours and punishing. Punishing as in shoulders black and blue punishing. That's how punishing it is. But it worked every single time we pulled the trigger. So that's a good sign. They come with a detachable magazine, holds 5 rounds. You can get longer magazines for them if you want. So that's cool. That's the number one seller, and I know why. The Dickinson Arms is the next one. The XX3B Marine version. So this is a it's a silver shotgun with black hardware. So it's made to look rugged. It's a pump, and it is supposedly rugged. They're not expensive. It's got a marine finish that is supposedly corrosion resistant, but it would make a very good home defense gun. Mm. And with the corrosion resistance, if you're not somebody that maintains guns all the time, just remember Michigan's safe storage laws. You wouldn't have to oil it as much as a normal blued gun, a Remington shotgun that got rusty because it sat in a corner close to the bathroom, something like that. But remember Michigan safe storage laws, please. Don't be one of those horror stories where somebody gets hurt because you didn't have your gun locked up.
I'd call it Angie.
Angie?
Dickinson.
Oh, there you go. I never thought of that.
She was so
police
cute.
Woman.
Oh, yeah. She was in Real Lobo, too.
Oh, she was in Real Lobo. Oh, yeah. Great spot in that one. Yeah. What'd she call? What did she call? Not Robert Mitchum.
John Wayne.
She had a name for him.
Oh,
now I'm picking your brain.
Yeah,
John T.
Slim Pickens.
John T. John T. That's what she called him. John T. I think. Another movie moment. Number 3 gun. Guns.com. Tokarev TAR. It's a 12-gauge. It's called it's an AR style shotgun, so it looks just like an AR-15, but it's 12-gauge. I'd say it's pretty bad to the bone. This thing is one of the best looking ones I've seen. It is another home defense gun, though. So as I said, this trend, it is certainly a bestseller on their list. And to me, this is one of the better looking of the AR-15 looking shotguns. It shoots 3-inch magnums. Now, what I found is most people tell me these don't shoot light loads well. Light loads are cheap to shoot. These don't shoot light loads well. They don't. It takes a heck of a kick to make them work properly, and the light loads don't have it. So you're not going to go out with ultralight 12 gauges that your girlfriend likes to shoot and make this gun function. You can shoot it singly like that, but not in a semi-automatic version. They don't seem to work very good for that. But so this one again is nickel finished, the marine corrosion resistant finish, pretty sharp looking, and they say it's a good one. So that's the Tokarev TAR. Next one is another one from Dickinson. Not Angie, but this is the CK2 TP, tactical pistol gripped, another AR-15 style Turkey. No, this one is a pump shotgun, but it is pistol gripped. It's got a pistol grip and a buttstock. So it they're nice. I remember doing this to a shotgun years ago. It makes it easy to control with that pistol grip. A lot of turkey hunting guns have this grip as well. But it is a Turkish-built scatter gun that looks to be pretty good. And a ton of guns now are made in Turkey. So that's the Dickinson. Now, the number 5 gun on the list from guns.com, this one doesn't surprise me at all. This is a bestseller. It is the Kel-Tec KSG, which is the one from John Wick. This is is constantly a bestseller, but right now it's number 5 on the list. And of course, used in numerous movies and shows, but it's got 12 rounds in the tubes. It's got two tubes side by side. each holds 6 rounds of 3-inch magnum, and then plus one in the chamber. So it holds 13 rounds of 12 gauge, and it's only 26 inches long. So it's a pretty amazing show of American ingenuity, made right in Cocoa, Florida, now being made in Wyoming, as far as I know, unless they kept the production down there for it. But Kel-Tec doesn't do anything that doesn't really impress me, to be honest with you. And next week's show is probably going to be more about some Kel-Tecs, because they're really pushing a couple new models right now that impress me considerably. So I know you probably have lots of comments on this. You're rolling your eyes at a couple of them, but these are some of the opinions I've expressed are mine. Some are right from guns.com, but feel free to email me, shooter@thegss.com. Love to hear from you. And you might tell me what your pick shotgun is going to be. So how much time we got, Dano?
We're ready for going to break, and we'll come back with our final segment of the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.